Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
So the big challenge is, how can house owners like you and me get a flood-free home? How can business managers like you and me get a flood-free company? And how can public servants provide flood-free critical infrastructure and livable cities? Yeah, hello and welcome to Flood Protection Secrets. Great to have you here again, and whether you are a regular listener or joining us for the first time today, and since today is April Fool's Day, I thought we do something a little different. Let's talk about flood protection, but from a slightly more humorous angle. Because sometimes what people do in real life is almost hard to believe. Let me take you to Southeast Asia. A homeowner wanted to protect his house against heavy rain and flooding. Instead of using a proper flood barrier, he had a different idea. He bought large plastic sheets and some duct tape. And every time heavy rain was coming, he taped the entire entrance from the outside, completely sealed. At least that's what he thought. The rain came, the water rose, and within minutes, the tape slowly started to peel off. First one corner, then another. And then suddenly, the entire plastic sheet collapsed. The result? Water entered the house exactly where it was supposed to be protected. True story? Let's move from Southeast Asia to Europe. And a small business owner had a basement that had flooded several times, so he decided to improve the situation. His idea? He built a small wall in front of the entrance, a permanent concrete wall. It looked strong, it looked solid. There was only one small problem. He forgot one thing: the water still needed a way to go. So what happened the next time it rained? The water did not enter from the front, it came from the sides, from below, from the drainage system. And instead of solving the problem, he had simply changed the direction of the flood. True story? Now let me tell you a story that sounds like a joke, but unfortunately it is not. There was a business owner in Asia who had already experienced severe flooding. He lost machines, he lost inventory, and his operations stopped completely. So he decided to take action. But instead of using a proven system, he wanted to be smart. He designed his own flood protection. He went to a local steel workshop and ordered heavy steel plates. So 1 meter high, 1 meter 20 wide, another one 3 meters wide. Then they even cut into the floor to install a slot for the plates to slot them in and into the wall. It looked impressive, but it was extremely heavy. They needed 8 people just to carry one element. And because he wanted it to look perfect and to avoid rusting, he chose stainless steel. Very expensive, very heavy. And then the rain came, the water rose, and the owner was confident, this time we are protected. But then the first drop entered, then the second, then the third. And within minutes, water was coming in as if there was no protection at all. And at the end of the day, the building was flooded again. The only difference? He had spent tens of thousands of euros on a system that did not work. So, is this an April's Fool joke? The 3 stories I told you before, number 1 with a duct tape, number 2 with a concrete wall, number 3 with a steel plate. That sounds like a fool's joke, right, in April? No, this is reality, and this is exactly the point. I'm always astonished when I hear these stories, but that is what I learn, what I observe, what is told to me every day. So my golden nugget for you today at the world's Fool's Day. Today, do not play the fool when it comes to your safety. Flood protection is not a do-it-yourself experiment. So be smart, use proven solutions, use certified systems, rely on experience, because when the water comes, there is no second chance. Yeah, this is Flood Protection Secrets. I'm Andreas Klippe, and as always, stay safe and flood-free.
I wish and hope for you that you make the right decisions when it comes to your personal flood protection. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to this podcast channel if you haven't already. Now it only remains for me to wish you a good day. Do something with it. Maybe until the next podcast episode. I would be very happy. See you then. As always, stay safe and flood free. Your Andreas Klippe and the whole Flood Experts team.
That's it again with the new episode of Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, German engineer, book author, and head of the Flood Experts. What can Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, protect for you? Anytime? Worldwide? Contact us or just click through to www.thefloodexperts.de/bonus. Detailed engineering. German quality. Safe. Flood protection secrets. The secrets you'll want to unfold.
Don't forget, you're only one flood barrier away.
Subscribe to the season, and you'll never be late for an episode.